This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington. The Secretary General of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, will address a joint session of the U.S. Congress Wednesday. Jens Stoltenberg is in Washington for celebrations marking the NATO 70th birthday. He says it's also a time when NATO has strong support here in the U.S.
We see that in the Congress. We see it in opinion polls. They all tell the same story. There is strong support for NATO in the United States from both sides. But that was also the clear message from President Trump today. He is a staunch supporter of NATO. At the same time, he conveys a clear message about the importance of that allies invest more, fair burden sharing, and NATO allies agree. We have actually all made the same pledge.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. President Trump said the U.S. is standing up to China as it prepares to resume negotiations on Wednesday toward ending the long-standing trade war between the two nations. Trump made the comment Tuesday night during a fundraising dinner for the Republican Party.
We are standing up to China's chronic trading abuses and theft of intellectual properties and so many other things that they've done to us. I don't know how you people allowed this to happen for so many years. You've been here longer than me. But they really have. They've taken advantage of our country.
China and the U.S. are to meet for the ninth time, with analysts expressing optimism that the world's two biggest economies might be near some kind of an agreement. And health officials in Mozambique are racing to contain a cholera outbreak in the storm-ravaged country, where more than 1,400 cases have been reported thus far. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.